How do the jinn come inside of you? Then the jinn generally, they can't enter into a human being. The jinn can enter into the human being, and most of those jinn are mischievous. And they are from the army of shaitan. And they enter into a person who is ripe. A person who is ready for the jinn to enter into him. Like for example, the one who does not make his dua, the one who does not pray, the one who is prevalent in smoking of drugs, and the taking of intoxicants. The one who walks around, for example, in a lewd manner, the lewd women and the lewd men. The one who urinates without making the authentic dua, seeking refuge with Allah from the evil of the devils, the male and the female. The one, for example, who pays no attention to the recitation of the Qur'an. The one, for example, who enters into a home newly and he does not recite Surah Baqarah. The one, for example, the one who does not recite the Qur'an at all. He's made hajr from the Qur'an as if the Qur'an was sinful for him to recite. All of these people are prone to the mischievousness of the jinn. And once the jinn enters into you, then it can be an immense difficulty in removing the jinn from you. However, it is also possible for a jinn to enter into a righteous person, as he entered into one of the female companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the woman who used to have epileptic fits. In one of the narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she mentioned that it is the jinn who has affected her. So she was touched by the jinn. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised her with patience, and of course she was a righteous, practicing woman, and the jinn did not leave her. So much so that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to say to his companions, "Do you want to see a woman of Jannah? Then look at that black woman over there." She was a black woman. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, "Look at that black woman over there if you want to see a woman of Jannah." For indeed, she was touched by the jinn. And she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking the Prophet to make dua for her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I can make dua for you, but it is better if you are patient." So then she decided to be patient. So the jinn can sometimes enter into a righteous person, but the righteous person does not give up his piety and his righteousness and his striving just because he's been affected by jinn. The jinn can be removed by ruqya. And the ruqya is begun and is done by the person himself to begin with. I.e., as Ibn Qayyim mentioned, that the Qur'an is a ruqya. The Qur'an is a cure for the possession of jinn and for magic and so on. So many of the people, they recite the Qur'an and the jinn does not leave them. They recite the Qur'an and the magic does not leave them. And then they say, "I recited but it didn't work." No. As Ibn Qayyim mentions, that the sword is sharp, yet the arm is weak. The sword is sharp, but the arm is weak. The Qur'an is not weak. It is you who is weak. Don't blame the Qur'an. Strengthen your iman. Worship Allah. Come close to Allah. Practice the sunnah. Wear the hijab if you're a woman. Pray your 5 daily prayers. Learn your tawheed. Establish your tawheed. And likewise for the men. Practice the sunnah. Pray your prayers. Learn the deen. Grow your beard. Wear the clothing of the Muslims. Strengthen your iman by action and by speech and by knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you protection. So don't say, "I recited the Qur'an and the ruqya didn't work." It is not the weakness in the Qur'an. The weakness is in the arm of the wielder of the sword. It's like giving a Kalashnikov to a child. Kills his mom and dad. Didn't mean to, you just gave him a toy. He thinks it's a toy. You put it into the wrong hands. Train. Now if a person is trained upon the Qur'an, that he trusts in the Qur'an, so much so that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, he said that when you look at the tib, when you look at the medicine of the doctors of the dunya, and you look at the medicine of revelation, of the kitab and the sunnah, he said there is no competition between the two. One is revelation, and the one who believes that it will work and it will cure you, then indeed it will cure you. Why? Because the faith is strong. This is from Allah. This cure of the Black Sea, this cure of the milk, this cure of the honey, this cure of the dates, this is something from Allah. Allah said it cures, so indeed it will cure me. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say about the medicine of the dunya the same thing. So the cure is in the iman and in the belief that it will cure you of magic. It will cure you of jinn. So a person needs to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid him.